A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority to expel unclean spirits and to cure sickness and disease of every kind. The name of the 12 apostles are these: First Simon, now known as Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, Zebedee's son, and his brother John; Philip and Bartholomew; Thomas, and Matthew the tax collector; James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus; Simon the zealot party member; and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent these men on mission as the 12 after giving them the following instructions: do not visit pagan territory and do not enter a Samaritan town. Go instead after the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this announcement: the reign of God is at hand. Recently, I was invited to a friend's house for a dinner party. As the time drew closer, I realized, though, that it wasn't just going to be dinner with some longtime friends. It was also going to be a fundraiser. Now, this made me rather nervous since I don't have a lot of money to give away. So, since I know the hosts very well, I called them and explained that if they were looking for big bucks, they probably should invite someone else in my place. But Sue and Al, the couple giving the party, assured me that I didn't have to worry. They just wanted me to come because the organization that they were going to be discussing that evening was co-founded 25 years ago by Sister Anselm, who's one of our sisters. And Sue and Al knew I would love meeting the women who were presently involved in the organization. They were right. Both Margaret and Patty, the directors of the organization, now called Building a Future for Women and Children, are dedicated, smart, and enthusiastic women with a vision. A vision that started one very cold winter's night 25 years ago when Sister Anselm, who was the principal of the school, and two of the mothers who had children in the school, addressed the parish council. They wanted to use the parish hall as a women's and children's shelter for 3 months on a trial basis. Well, you can imagine what the opposition said about those kind of people and the men who would be hanging around the area at night. The council members also had concerns about the safety of the neighbors, the sisters living in the convent, and the cleanliness of the facilities which the school children would be using the next day. But at the end of a very long evening, a 3-month trial period was granted by the parish council. During those 3 months, volunteers staffed the shelter. Families brought in hot dinners every night. And everyone began to realize that something more permanent was needed. It's hard to believe, but this was the humble beginning of the organization now called Building a Future for Women and Children. It's an organization that has grown tremendously over the last 25 years and has extensive programs. They now have long-term housing for over 80 women and children, counseling services. They hold job training workshops. And the organization is still growing. That was the reason for the fundraiser that night. They wanted to hire full-time employees so that they could have a 24/7 hotline for women in need. And just think, it all began with a couple of people noticing a need and addressing it. A need in a neighborhood, a school, a community. In today's gospel, Jesus doesn't send his apostles to unknown territories or even to people who practice a different religion. Rather, he sends them to their own people, to the lost sheep of Israel. And Jesus gives them authority to cure the sick, to expel unclean spirits, so that people will know that the reign power of God is at hand. As we listen to the gospel today and the listing of the 12 apostles, we probably didn't hear our names mentioned, but they were there in between the lines, because we too are called to cure the sick, to bind the wounds of those who are broken, to comfort the lonely, to expel the evil spirits of fear, depression, and self-hatred. And when this happens, we too see God's power at work in our midst. And we, like Jesus' first followers, know that the reign of God, the power of God, is at hand. There are many ways to preach the gospel, and the most obvious one, I guess, is that we preach the gospel by the way we live our lives, by the choices we make, and the way we treat others. We don't have to go to far-off lands to do this. All we have to do is notice what is happening around us. And like those three women who boldly spoke before the parish council, we too need to speak up. We need to speak up at city planning meetings so that new freeways don't destroy local neighborhoods. Speak up at parish council meetings so that the funding for justice programs will not be cut, even if the Sunday collections might be down. We need to speak up on national issues of health and child care by working diligently with local groups, and trust that whenever we use the authority that Jesus has given us to speak and act so that God's vision for us becomes incarnated, made real in our lives, the reign and the power of God is close at hand. What an astonishing thought that we live with this power dwelling in us every day. And it is this belief that Margaret and Patty, the two women I met at the dinner party, this belief that they claim for their own lives. I don't know if they're Catholic or not, but I do know one thing. They're women of faith, because that night they talked about how God continually helps them overcome tremendous odds. Not just when it comes to their work at the shelter, but also when they look at their own lives. And as they spoke, I too felt I was close to the reign of God. So before I left that night, I told them I didn't have a lot of money to give them, but what I would do is I would write one grant proposal for them to a foundation I thought might like their project. You know how it is when people like Margaret and Patty are so passionate about their work and the common good. The power of God is real, and you can't help feeling the stirrings of hope in your own heart. Oh, I guess maybe I should add one more thing, a P.S. for those of you who have a holy curiosity. Yes. Building a Future for Women and Children did receive the funding for their 24/7 hotline. And Sister Anselm, the one who began the conversation about the first shelter, celebrated her 100th birthday just 2 weeks ago in June.